SRN News. I'm John Scott. A group of 60 World War II veterans leaving Atlanta on a trip to France to mark the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. The veterans will take part in parades, school visits, and ceremonies, including the official June 6 commemoration of the landings. The trip also includes high school and college students selected to escort the veterans and learn about their experiences. Donald Trump's legal and political calendars will continue to clash following his felony conviction. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
For months now, the former president has juggled campaign events and court appearances, and that trend will continue in the months ahead. On June 27th, Donald Trump and Joe Biden will face off in a presidential debate in Atlanta. Exactly 2 weeks later, Trump will be back here in Manhattan for his sentencing on July 11th. That's 4 days before the start of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, where Trump is expected to officially become the party's presidential nominee. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he doesn't understand why some lawmakers, including Senator Bernie Sanders, are objecting to having Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu address members of Congress during this week's visit.
Bernie Sanders is parroting the talking points of Hamas and the Ayatollah in Iran. If that's the side he wants to choose, so be it. Our Democrat colleagues have to make a choice. Are they going to stand with our most important ally in the Middle East at this most desperate time, as has traditionally been the case in Washington? We've had bipartisan agreement that we have to stand in solidarity with Israel. Or are they going to take this new side and stand with Hamas and the Ayatollah?
The House Speaker spoke on Fox News Sunday. This is SRN News. Look at abortion law in the U.S. 2 years after the end of Roe.
According to a survey by the Public Religion Research Institute, 14 states have banned abortion in virtually all situations, while another 7 place significant restrictions on it. In 22 states, abortion is allowed up to or slightly past 6 months of pregnancy. And in 8 states and Washington, D.C., a woman can get an abortion right up to the moment of birth. The pro-life states are mostly in the South and lower Midwest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A permanent injunction barring U.S. Capitol Police from interfering with protest on the steps of the Capitol building. The Christian Coalition's defense filed suit to open up the steps after members were arrested for holding a silent prayer vigil. The coalition says the First Amendment ensures every American the right to peacefully express their views in a public square free from government intimidation. This is SRN News. Vermont's the first state with a law requiring fossil fuel companies to pay a share of the damage caused by so-called climate change.
Republican Governor Phil Scott allowed the bill to become law without his signature late Thursday after the state suffered catastrophic summer flooding and damage from other extreme weather. Scott wrote in his message to lawmakers that taking on big oil should not be taken lightly and that he's concerned about the costs and the outcomes of the small state doing that alone. Maryland, Massachusetts, and New York also considering similar measures. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
The warden at a troubled Wisconsin prison where multiple inmates have died over the last year will step down later this month. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Wampum Correctional Institution warden Randall Hepp announced his resignation. 4 inmates have died at Wampum since June 2023, and inmates allege they're subjected to cruel punishment. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.